an opportunity for a real-life superhero.
Good morning, Denver citizens.
A 7-year-old comic book-loving Broncos-cheering superhero.
Keep your eyes peeled for clues.
And I've always said, boy, if you want to hang out with a sick kid in the hospital, Jack's the one, because he's just, he keeps things really light, and he's just, you know, he doesn't complain a whole lot.
The Green Blaze, known by friends and family as Jack, is battling the bad guys at the Ritz-Carlton downtown.
Next clue, yes.
His ride, it's blazingly fast.
Right that way?
Yeah, right that way.
That's the way we're going then.
He's had those wheels for a while.
He was diagnosed with it just before he turned 2. What he has is spinal muscular atrophy type 2. It's a genetic disorder, and it falls under the muscular dystrophy umbrella.
How you doing?
Good.
Saturday's mission to save his hometown was a year in the making.
He's been thinking about it for a long time.
Carefully calculated by the Make-A-Wish Foundation, with a little help from his favorite football team.
Hello, Jack. This is Emmanuel Sanders with the Denver Broncos.
In preparation for his big day, a few words of encouragement from a friend.
I heard you are the Green Blaze today and will be very brave while protecting our great city of Denver. After hearing all about you, I think you are my favorite superhero, and I've been talking about you all day with my friend.
Glued to the TV every time the Broncos play. He's a
right
huge...
next to his dad.
That's right. Dad's a big Bronco fan, too. Huge Emmanuel fan, huge Peyton fan, and the Broncos in general.
Green Blaze's first task, save his sister and sidekick, Willow Cobb.
Can't open it?
No, looks like we have...
Get her out of there if you can.
She has always been his A number one.
Let's figure out a way to get you untied now.
Green Blaze was just warming up. With the help of Miles the mascot.
You're the only one with horse sense, so I'm counting on you, buddy.
He took down the evil Dr. Destruction. And saved Danny Trevathan and Laurenti McCray.
Oh, hands!
He doesn't wear the cape every day, but the city is a little safer and a lot better because of this superhero kid.
Stay together, guys. Stay together.
Phil Milani, Broncos TV.